Welcome to Sattva Himalayan Wisdom. This episode begins our new series, Gita Insights. Join Ananji over the coming weeks for this wealth of insightful wisdom.
One of the biggest scriptures in yoga, the Bhagavad Gita, this brilliant piece of work, like many of the other yogic scriptures, is presented as a samavada. A samavada means a conversation. Sama, unity, vada, conversation. So a discussion which is with a shared intention to reach greater understanding is called a samavada. And so when we look at the Gita, there are actually two parallel conversations that are happening. The first, which is the main body of the teaching, is the conversation between Krishna, the great master, and his deserving student, Arjuna. But simultaneously, there is another conversation that is taking place, that is between Sanjaya and Dhritarashtra, the blind king. And so this is the genius of Vyasa, the author of the Gita, that by making Sanjaya the reporter of the conversation between Arjuna and Krishna, he takes himself out of the picture. So as Sanjaya is reporting the conversation, as he is hearing it through the siddhi of clairvoyance that he has, to Dhritarashtra, and that is the irony, see, that Sanjaya, the all-seeing one, who has the gift of remote seeing and remote listening, is reporting the teachings, reporting the scene to the blind king, that is Dhritarashtra. And so as Sanjaya is speaking to Dhritarashtra, of what he is hearing from Krishna, so the primary speaker becomes Krishna, and the primary listeners become Arjuna, Sanjaya, and Dhritarashtra. But apart from these three, there is another one, and that is you and I. Anyone who is reading or listening to the teachings becomes the fourth listener, or the fifth character within the whole flow of the Gita. So the chapter begins, the chapter first, which is called the Dukkha Vishada Yoga, the chapter, the Yoga of Disillusionment of Arjuna. It begins with the first line from Dhritarashtra. So the flow of knowledge that we get to receive in the Gita is initiated by a question that Dhritarashtra asks. But that is the only time we hear from Dhritarashtra. We do not hear from him. But we know what is the, as we continue to read Mahabharata outside of Gita, we know what is the end result of Dhritarashtra. So on one hand, we have Arjuna, who is disillusioned, who is confused, who is feeling lost in the beginning of the Gita. And on the other hand, we have Dhritarashtra, who is sitting comfortably in his palace and just wants to know, are his sons winning? While Arjuna is interested in finding out the truth, Dhritarashtra is only interested in finding out if what he wants can be the truth. So you have this teaching being shared by this great master, this sublime teaching of yoga. Arjuna is listening and receiving the same teaching. Sanjaya, the reporter, is listening to the same teaching. And so is Dhritarashtra, the blind king, listening to the same teaching, all in real time. And so, by the end of the Gita, in 18 chapters, we see Arjuna's status totally alter. His state totally starts to alter. Before even taking action on the battlefield, Arjuna has already won, because he has reached that state and he absorbed that teaching and he has embodied those teachings. And so towards the end of the Gita, what we hear from Arjuna is proclamations of joy, of being blessed. While Dhritarashtra gets more and more despondent, grief-stricken. And so you have the same knowledge being offered, the same wisdom being offered, and yet it has different effects on different people. Arjuna, on one hand, fully awakens and gets enlivened. Sanjaya also is ecstatic, and there is Dhritarashtra, who is totally grief-stricken and lost. Because Dhritarashtra, even though listening to the sublime truth, is not interested in the truth, but rather interested in making truth be what he wants. And when it is not so, all he is left with is deep disillusionment. And on the other hand, we have Arjuna, who starts from a place of disillusionment and finds glory and reaches that elevated state of deep unity. So as listeners, as practitioners, as individuals, within the Gita, this choice, the great masters, great yogis, have presented to us that either we can approach Gita, this life, as Arjuna, or we can approach it as Dhritarashtra. For the teaching is only as impactful as the student. For the player is the play. The observer is the observed. The listener is the heard. When the knowledge is released from the speaker's mouth, speaker's hand, speaker's localized consciousness, and it is received within the instrument of the listener, the knowledge is born and now belongs to the listener. The listener listens from his or her own consciousness state. The speaker speaks from his or her own consciousness state. And so you have the same teaching, Dhritarashtra listening from his positionality, and the knowledge only burdens him. And Arjuna listening from his deep, sincere place, and that knowledge having an elevating effect on him, because that is the state of Arjuna. And this is not just about the Gita, for Gita is ultimately about life. And it is an insight about our life, that we can either approach this life as a spiritual warrior, like Arjuna, and realize that this great life, this great cosmos that we find ourselves in, is our ally. This life is a master. And when we are worthy student, we learn, we evolve, and we thrive. But if we remain bound to our own Dhritarashtra nature, our own blind ego nature, our own limited positionalities, our own attachment to incorrect ideas, where we are not really interested in growth, not really interested in evolution, not really interested in discovering the truth, but rather interested in being right, remaining the same, projecting our ideas and wanting the universe to conform to it, then we lose. And our condition in time only worsens. So within each and every one of us, there is Arjuna, the spiritual warrior, the yogi, that deep, sincere being, the Atman, who is here to realize its own essential nature, who is here to grow and evolve and to discover the shining jewel of truth. But there is also avidya within the lower mind, the hallucination, that is the ego, that is the Dhritarashtra, totally disconnected from truth, not interested in growth, but only interested in wanting what it thinks it needs. And each and every one of us ultimately has to ask this question within ourselves. Are we Arjuna or are we Dhritarashtra? Are we living a life being led by the blind king, lost in our own limited positionalities, limited thinking? Or we have aligned ourselves and enlivened our own Arjuna nature? For when we have enlivened our own Arjuna nature, we must know this for certain, that only victory is coming. Moment to moment, you're only gaining greater luminosity. That is the remarkable teaching of the Gita. So even if you might be feeling burdened right now, you might be feeling at times lost, you might feel at times disillusioned, despondent. All you have to do is lean in the direction of growth. Know that this moment, even if you are feeling burdened, even if you might be feeling despondent, this could be the beginning of the greatest transformation. For transformation begins here and now, wherever you are at. Just like the first chapter of the Gita. The Gita, the greatest warrior of all, Arjuna, the deep, sincere being, genuine. Is despondent. But instead of letting his confusion take over and him giving up, he acknowledges that that's where he's at. But he reaches in the direction of growth. He asks Krishna to take him to a place from where he can see clearly. He leans in the direction of learning. And he's sincere, and he has that self-love amidst of the chaos that he's experiencing. And that crack where he just allows the light in generates that phenomenal force of enlightenment within his being. That without even taking any action, Arjuna at the end of the Gita has not, this conversation is happening. And we as listeners know that Arjuna has already won. So all we have to do is let the light in. For within you is Arjuna. Align yourself to Arjuna. And distance yourself from the blind king. Thank you.
You've been listening to Sattva Himalayan Wisdom. For more in-depth Bhagavad Gita, visit our online platform, Sattva Connect. For 18-chapter exploration.